Myanmar's military government will begin a two-phase general election on Sunday, the first since it seized power in a coup 4 years ago. The military junta says the vote represents a return to democracy, but it's being widely dismissed as a sham. Opposition parties are banned, critics have been jailed under a new election law, and large parts of the country are unable to vote because of the ongoing civil war. Murray Hebert is head of research at Barra Group Asia in Washington, D.C. He joined me earlier.
Thank you.
Many analysts are calling this a sham election. Opposition parties are banned, critics have been jailed, and large parts of the country are unable to vote. Does the poll have any credibility?
Well, you've summarized it pretty well right there, that there's an awful lot of strikes against this election, with such a small percentage of the population voting. Now there's, and a lot of the armed ethnic groups are not participating at all. I guess, I don't know, if you go back a ways in Myanmar's history, we had flawed elections in 2010. Everybody thought they were useless. And they ended up actually not being too bad. So I keep cautiously optimistic, not that these elections will change anything, but begin to be a bit of a starting point to move on, because the country has been in this five-year stint of obviously very severe civil war, economic decline. And so people really are looking, would like to have a new start. Of course, people don't trust the military at all. But maybe this will push the military once they take office, I guess, as the election winners. I don't know. I'm just being somewhat playing the devil's advocate, because everybody says it's a total waste of time. And what I guess I'm trying to argue is, who knows? Who knows? Maybe this will be a start of something else. It won't happen in 6 months. It won't happen in 3 years. But the beginning of a way out of this mess.
Will the election, though, usher in new people in the lineup, essentially? The overall result is a foregone conclusion, but could we see a shakeup of personnel?
Oh, I think that's somewhat possible. I was at a meeting in Chiang Mai, Thailand, in early December, where there were Chinese, people from Myanmar, and there was some hope that the military would recognize that just keeping Min Aung Hlaing and his ilk at the top was not going to lead anywhere, and that maybe they would give him another job and maybe bring in some other leaders that could maybe start negotiating for something a little bit different. But, you know, we don't know. The military has been so reluctant to give up any power that it's not... it's not a foregone conclusion that this will turn into nirvana, that's for sure.
On Radio National Breakfast, my guest is Murray Hebert, head of research at Barra Group Asia, discussing Myanmar's election due to be held at the weekend. The Aung San Suu Kyi's party has been dissolved. Other major parties are boycotting this poll. Should they, though, should they engage, and what should the National Unity Government in exile do?
Well, the National Unity Government, as you're alluding to, has decided they're not going to compete in the election. There's a lot of minor parties that are linked to the military that are going to support the elections, but no key ethnic minority parties or the NUG are going to participate.
I guess what I'm trying to pick up on is, if you say there is a chance that something could change through the election, do you think it's advisable that the NUG and the other parties continue with a total boycott?
That's a tough. That's tough for anybody outside of Myanmar to recommend, right? But I don't think these guys have come far enough to be open to making serious changes. I think they're going to have to be pushed harder, and only then will they begin to talk to other parties. But it is so desperately necessary. I mean, if you think about this, the war started in 1947. We've been fighting this war for 80 years, and the poor people deserve something better. But no, it's so difficult to form a unity government in this country. Everybody sort of insists my way or the highway, and there's just no, the Bama people, the leaders are not willing to compromise with any of the ethnic groups and give them some meat, just a little bit of a role, and give them a little bit of control over some of their territory, taxes and mining and that kind of stuff, economy generally. That unless they're going to do that, this thing is, it's a non-starter for sure.
The military says it doesn't care whether the international community accepts the result or not. Does that suggest the international community is not doing enough to put pressure on the military leadership in Myanmar?
Well, I think it's the international community has put a lot of pressure on Myanmar. But the thing that really did change over the last 18 months or so is that the Chinese have, recognizing that the military was a bit on the run from an offensive launched by a bunch of ethnic groups, the military is on the run, and they've been offering them support. But talking to Chinese, like I said a couple of weeks ago, In Chiang Mai, they were thinking the Chinese government is not really anxious to just have these elections and then second verse, same as the first. That's just not going to be in their best interest, they don't think. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, the Thai foreign minister has said that they're not going to, these are fraudulent elections, we're not going to accept them. They have an awful lot of work to do, the military, to dig themselves out of this hole. And the terrible part of it is that the economy is just going to hell in a handbasket. And the people's livelihoods are just deteriorating as we speak. And it's, somebody's got to put pressure on these guys. I don't think the West is at all capitulating. I know the U.S. and a lot of Western governments are not going to recognize the elections.
Murray Hebert, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.